we've been all over the place so far. This is actually the tail end of our U.S. tour. And by the way, Kyle, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be on your radio show. We're playing 330 games this year in 260 cities. Now, the way we do that, we split it up between three different units. We've got an East Coast tour, a West Coast tour, and a European tour. And each individual player on the team, we have 30 full-time players, 27 males and 3 females. We'll all play about 218 games apiece. So we're going all over the place.
Tell us a little bit about your background, Zeus.
Yes. Well, actually, growing up, basketball didn't really come very naturally to me, Kyle. I played every single sport, and basketball was the only one people told me I wasn't very good at. I didn't make my first basketball team until the 11th grade. I got cut from 7th grade all the way to 10th grade. And in the summer of 10th grade, a miracle happened. I drank a lot of milk, and I ended up growing 5 inches over the summer. So after I made my first basketball team, a lot of my coaches and my teammates all had the same criticisms of me. They all said that I was too nice, and I smiled too much. In fact, I had some people tell me that all you do is smile and dunk. That's all you ever like to do. I'm a minister at my church, so I'm a naturally nice person. I'm a people person. I was the type of guy, Kyle, if I fouled you on the basketball court, I would apologize for it, and my coaches hated that. But, you know, it turned out, I had never heard of the Globetrotters growing up, but it turns out that the Globetrotters pay you to be a nice person, and they pay you to smile and dunk. So there was a place out here for me. I ended up going on to college, playing at North Carolina A&T State University in Greensboro, North Carolina. Then I played overseas in Paraguay, South America. And after I came back from that, I decided I didn't want to do that anymore. And this guy introduced me to the Washington Generals. Now, the Generals is a team that plays against the Harlem Globetrotters. And he said, hey, you want to play for this team? I said, I'd never heard of them before. And he was like, don't worry about it. You'll travel the world and you don't have to play any defense. So I was like, hey, sign me up. That sounds like a great deal to me. And that was when I learned who the Globetrotters were. And what I learned about them, Kyle, is everywhere that the Globetrotters go, they're the hometown team. And I wanted to be a part of that. I wanted to be a part of feeling like I'm the hometown team. I mean, you guys have your own hometown team there in Marshalltown, Iowa. But whenever the Globetrotters come in town, and we'll be there Monday night, April 11th, we're the hometown team. And I wanted to be a part of that. So eventually they got tired of me dunking on them, and they signed me onto a contract, and the rest is history.
Very neat. Tell us about the Guinness World Record that you hold.
This year, me and my teammates, we broke 7 world records. And I guess because I'm such a great dunker, my teammate suggested that I try this record for the most slam dunks in 1 minute. And I was able to break the record for the most slam dunks, and I have 15 dunks in 1 minute.
Amazing. I understand after reading your bio that you have exercise-induced asthma, and you still have to travel with an inhaler, and sometimes you have to actually use it while you're playing. You want to talk a little bit about the challenges of that and being a professional athlete?
Absolutely. Actually, I didn't get diagnosed with exercise-induced asthma until my senior year in college. So I went most of my career without knowing about it. So my whole life, I thought I was just getting tired quicker than everybody else because I wasn't as good as everybody else. But when I finally got diagnosed with that, and I knew what my triggers were, and that is exuding myself, and I learned to take my inhaler 2 hours before any type of strenuous activity, that's when I kind of leveled the playing field, and I started to kind of step out amongst my peers and look a little bit better as far as a basketball player goes. But that was really difficult to do, that world record, and have exercise-induced asthma at the same time. But I tell kids all over the place, you know, you don't have to let your asthma be a hindrance to you. As long as you know what your triggers are, that you can push through anything and you can do anything. And I'm a testament to that because I'm in the Guinness Book of World Records today.
Zeus, tell us a little bit about some of the, I guess, the entertainment and the pageantry that folks can expect when they see the Harlem Globetrotters. I have never seen the Globetrotters. I am going to be at the game that you are participating in here in Marshalltown, Monday, April 11th. And I am super excited about this, as is my young daughter. We just want to know kind of what do we expect when we get there?
Well, expect the unexpected, but as well as the unexpected, expect to have a great time. That's what I'm learning, Kyle. The older I get, the more and more I realize people are just looking to have a good time. And that's exactly what you're going to have when you come into the high school arena there with us at Roundhouse Gym Monday night, April 11th. You're going to have a great time. We've been to 122 countries and provinces around the world, and we don't speak that many languages. The number one language that everybody speaks is smiles, and that's what we try to do. We try to put a smile on your face. So you don't have to be a basketball fan, so to speak, to enjoy our game. So what you're going to see is you're going to see some high-flying slam dunks from people like myself. You're going to see half-court trick shots, basketball wizardry. We also come up into the stands with you guys. So we might even bring your daughter out onto the court with us to shoot a shot. Or maybe I'll come up into the stands with you and eat your popcorn, because we get hungry during the game, too. You know, that's just a part of the game.
All right. Well, look for a bald head. Maybe there's a few in the stands, but I'll be one of the many. I appreciate having you on the air, Zeus. It's been an honor, and we look forward to having you here in our community April 11th.
No problem, Kyle. I'll see you guys there. Log online to HarlemGlobetrotters.com and grab your tickets and your Zeus jerseys.